Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like choppers, choppers, better cut those wrists. Cold butter my fists, we fire starters, starters. One of a million, we'll reach those heights. Always had a feeling that I won't deny. Now what? Never could toss. Look in my eyes, I'm on the rocks, guys.
Oh yeah, cops are always lying about bikers, are they not, China Doll? Always lie about them.
Well, yeah.
They're like little busybodies that never tell the whole truth. They're always half telling the truth on everything.
They half truth?
The half truth.
The half truths.
I think it's unreal. And the reason why I bring this up is because Chicagoland just had its Toys for Tots. And the cops, of course, are out there saying, well, clubs are trying to hide their illegal activities by doing Toys for Tots.
They're so full of crap.
Doesn't that upset you?
It does. It's irritating. It is irritating. I mean, I told you about the conversation I had with the county cop.
Yeah.
On how she specifically said those that wear patches are more likely to get pulled over.
I wonder where they base this thinking on, because that is kind of interesting. Well, they're more going to get into some trouble.
I mean, I think it's just, you know, they have no way of thinking, to be honest, but they this is what they're thinking is, in my opinion.
Okay. Your opinion.
They see a guy on a bike.
Uh-huh.
Minding his own business. Nine times out of 10, right? Minding their own business, just rolling along. The cop sees them from behind. They see a patch, instant pulled over.
I think so too.
I don't even care. And I had a county cop and a state cop both say that is 100% true.
Well, you know, they never talk about their own here. So Hollywood has to do it. Hollywood has to bring it up. Fayetteville police officer arrested, yes, one of their own was arrested in connection to a criminal investigation. Fayetteville police chief, I can't even pronounce that name. Kimberly? Is that what it says? I think it says that. And an executive spoke on this matter during a meeting. He said the employee with the Fayetteville Police Department came forward on Sunday with information about another employee. Oh, that blue wall is gone. Even they ratting each other out. They're always messing with cops. They're doing it. An investigation led to FPD officer Tamara Billings, 31, being arrested. She's on administrative leave. You know, that kind of sucks, man. When they get arrested, they get administrative paid leave, where we get busted. We don't get paid.
Oh, hell no.
Pending the outcome of the internal investigation, said she violated her oath as a cop by conspiring with another individual involved in criminal activity.
Oh.
One count of misdemeanor possession of marijuana, one count of willfully failing to discharge duties, and two counts of misdemeanor obstruction of justice.
Busted.
Busted. And they always go after us. I wonder what they're doing, the hider criminal activity, like they claim we do all the time.
I don't know.
But can you believe that? You know what? One thing I do got to say is I can't believe marijuana is still freaking illegal in this country.
Why is it such a big deal with pot?
I don't know. It's a plant. God put it here for a reason.
Legit, it is a plant. It's a plant. Why is it bad? I mean, I'm not a fan. No.
You're not a fan of the smoke, but you're a fan of gummies.
Okay, yeah. As long as I cut them in half.
Yeah, you got to cut it down to like 2.5
freaking. I got to cut them in half. I'm not lying.
You're not going on that whirlwind, huh?
No.
And she's not allowed to smoke during the show.
I'm not.
Anymore. Coughing.
I wake up coughing.
Yeah, well, you better get it coughed out of your system before you get on air.
Whatevs. Rude.
But why is it freaking illegal?
I don't know. You tell me.
Pharmaceuticals. They don't want to lose their edge. You know, every politician's.
Oh, yeah,
pockets.
Because it's so easy to get pain medication now.
Oh, my goodness gracious. No, that is not.
So what are you doing instead? Pot.
But going back to this deal before we lose China, though, because sometimes she just gets off subject.
Oh, yeah. Blame me for getting off subject. Blame me. Yeah.
That's all I hear out of her.
I am not the teacher in Charlie Brown. Knock it off.
We're going to take a look over at the Chicagoland 46th annual Toys for Tots, man. Bikers doing some good. And let me know, are they hiding criminal activity?
This Sunday, motorcyclists will take over Western Avenue for the 46th annual Toys for Tots motorcycle parade.
That's right. Each year, thousands of riders come to Chicago to ride, each bringing a new unwrapped toy, and then they donate it to kids in need in our area. They stopped by our studio this week to give us a preview. Take a look. This is amazing. We are here at WGN with all the folks from Toys for Tots who are doing their 46th annual parade. I am with Lala the Elf. This is the 9th year you're participating.
It is my 9th year and 16th year.
Yep. Why do you guys do this?
It's for the kids. There's a lot of underprivileged that are local, and we want to give them toys. Thanks. I have a great holiday.
Absolutely love it. You guys look amazing. We have the Grinch. We have Cindy Lou Who. We have Frosty the Snowman. The whole crew here.
Now, does that look illegal?
Oh, my God. No, it looks like fun. I would like to go just to watch.
Hell no, man.
Or ride in it.
Come on. Screw that riding stuff, man.
Come on.
I did it when I was younger. Screw that.
I would totally dress up as the Grinch. I would.
You kind of do have a Grinch's eyes.
Thank you.
What is it with you and the Grinch, man?
We're besties.
You're besties, huh?
Yeah, because I hate Christmas. Just like the Grinch. I'm going to steal everybody's gifts and whatever.
You know what? You put that on every year, and every year you ruin Christmas for everybody.
How do I ruin it?
With your stupid attitude.
I don't have
an attitude.
It's like,
you know what? You got to say that you're cool. That you're cool if you hate Christmas.
The only reason why I hate Christmas is because it is extremely commercialized.
Oh, my goodness.
Why can't you have a Christmas where you don't have to buy anybody crap?
Well, then make it that way.
Well, we don't buy anything.
Hell no, man. So what's the problem then?
But it gets old.
No, it don't get old.
I'm talking it gets old as far as who's going to buy the most expensive gift for so-and-so.
That's why you don't care about it.
Well, I'm just saying.
But yeah, you know, good. That's going on all over the country right now with these Toys for Tots.
I know. And what's even better is not only did the bikes get out there for Toys for Tots, but in Lake County, Illinois, Jeeps on the Run hosted its annual Chicagoland Toys for Tots donations event as well.
You know what's even funnier is Jeeps do have a culture of their own, don't they?
They do. They like.
What's with the rubber duckies?
You know, I don't know the concept behind the rubber duck thing, but anytime you're in a Jeep and like if you own a Jeep, and I don't know if this is everywhere, but it's here.
Yeah.
If you own a Jeep and you see another Jeep, you put a duck on their truck. So when you see all these Jeeps, which I've seen hundreds of them with their whole dash lined up with ducks. It's a thing. I don't know what the meaning is. I haven't looked.
You got to look into it, but they do have their own.
That's their own thing.
Yeah, they got their own thing, kind of like how motorcycles have it to where you wave and stuff like that.
and Jeeps.
But it
ducks.
Is pretty cool seeing the different type of cultures. You don't only have the motorcycle culture. You got low riders. You got cars, hot rods.
And out here, Jeeps is and the big thing.
Jeeps and trucks out here. Mm-hmm. You know, I was actually looking into it. I was like, maybe I should get some bumper guards and do some cool stuff to my truck.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be Billy Bob.
You're stupid.
But you got an article about the Toys for Tots.
Well, it was basically about how they, you know, decked out their motorcycles with fun and festive lights, all carried toys to be donated to kids in need. And
what's funny is the cops only like the bikers that suck up to them.
And
that's why they don't like clubs.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? And on the south, and this happens on the south side. Mm-hmm. They call it the world's largest motorcycle parade benefited for Toys for Tots, and they've been doing it for more than 40 years.
40 years. By the way, we got members only coming up today.
And they start at the Dan Ryan Woods Forest Preserve.
It's a crap woods, but
it's
go ahead.
It's crappy.
It is. It's crappy out there.
But it goes for miles, and it starts early in the morning, and believe it or not, it goes all the way until, I believe, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You know what's funny about it, though? When you're riding in the city, you're stop and go, so it really ain't that damn cold. But when you're riding to the parade, it's cold as hell.
It's cold, especially for us if we were to go there. That's a long ride.
Who was the schluck who made Toys for Tots in December?
Well, why not? I think they should do it in July. But
yeah,
that's
Christmas
just me.
For July. Here's your Toys for Tots. Save them, put them on the shelf, but I ain't freezing my nuts off.
Put your elves on the shelf. What?
You kind of do look like an elf. I always say you look like that Muppet from Dark Crystal. You do. You look like the Muppet.
No, I don't. No, I do not.
Ah, come on.
No, I don't.
good on them going to the South Side to help them. Well, you know, I'm surprised they don't get their toys stolen going to the South Side, but that's just me thinking. Hey, give me that panda bear. That's what they do. Stop you. Give me the bear.
Give me the bear. That's got to have something in it. Where are you going with that? This is not allowed.
Yeah, right. Oh my goodness. But
they've been doing this every year for 40 years, and it is every year. It's the first Sunday in December. It'd be nice if it was like in July, but no, it's the first Sunday in December, and they have a huge turnout every year.
Sometimes I just hate it to where you get tired of how the cops lie. You really do. And I always say it, okay, you're putting out news stories that this guy got busted in a club. Well, I'd pull them up for you idiots too. You guys are actually worse. You get arrested more than bikers do. But no, the media don't. See, the media always has to play that game. They always do. They want to get clicks. That's why there's like a million artificial intelligent YouTube channels now trying to buy for the gangland crap. It's like really ruined the biker niche with YouTube, if you ask me. You just sit there, write a script, put it in the AI, it talks, you put a bunch of videos up. How freaking boring is that?
That's really boring.
But you literally, the biker niche is gone on YouTube now.
Yeah, I think it's kind of on its wayside.
You don't got any real people talking anymore.
No, it's all AI stuff, and it's boring.
It is boring, but you got people that actually watch that crap.
I don't understand why, though.
I don't either. Last night, they're talking about the Archbishop, myself, and Mike. We really got into a ton of different topics. Those are the shows I like, man. You know, more of a, you know, we're regular everyday people too. Let's talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
I can only talk about Harleys for so long.
Right.
So you got to get different topics out there.
Yeah, you guys did talk about a lot of interesting topics. And Archbishop, man, he's like a real deep thinker.
Well, those are the kind of people I like interviewing, because when you're a deep thinker, you got, you know, you got good guests at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he seems because like he's real
get
deep.
Deep into a conversation. You know, unlike these paid consultants out there and all that dumb crap that just want to put their opinion out. No, you got two different opinions. I was laughing when the chat room lit up when I said, you know what? I'm really not looking forward to this election this year, because it's going to be two freaking people and both of them are idiots.
It's true, though, if the shoe fits.
You know, it's time to vote third party like Robert Kennedy or something and get rid of these schlucks, man, because you know what? Four more years under Biden, we're done. And then you're just going to have nothing but nonsense on the media all the time if Trump's in there. So get somebody else in there. I don't think it's fair that we can only choose from two people.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's fair either. You and I were actually talking about that the other day on how, you know, it's stupid that majority of the time when you go to vote, there's literally only two people on that ballot you could vote for president. And I'm like, well, how is that fair? Why is there never somebody that's in the middle? There should be three every time.
No, there should be more than three, man. I like it where other countries have up to 10.
Yeah, why don't we?
You choose like that. Hey, give me, you know, at least give me five choices here.
I mean, even four. I don't even care. But two, that makes you not want to go vote.
Mm-hmm.
Because who are you going to vote for? They both suck.
Well, it's all about, they're all the same people. They're all out there. They're spending millions of dollars on a job that pays $400,000 a year. Oh, what was it? The last one, a couple billion. It's like really people.
And dude, I swear, because it'll be the first presidential election I'm actually voting for this year. And if it's just between diaper head and greedy money hungry man, I'm gonna write in Scooby-Doo for president.
No, you gotta write in Hollywood.
Oh, should I? I'll do it.
You gotta write
dare
in me.
Dare me. I'll do it. No, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll even take a picture of my ballot. I'll do it. If
Hollywood got a vote for president
from me. I'll do it. I'll even take a picture of it. If that's who I got to choose from is diaper head and greedy man, let me tell you, I will. I'm gonna put vote for Hollywood.
Vote for Hollywood. You know what? I should do a write-in campaign.
Dare.
Anybody in Illinois or the communist countries or the communist country like you know, New York or California, just put in Hollywood. Okay. Put in Hollywood for president. I want to see how many votes I get here.
I'm gonna put it to
you. Imagine me being
James Hollywood Machikari.
You imagine me
everybody
being
else
a damn
spell
president.
It wrong, but it's fine.
Yeah, but you imagine me being a president. Oh my goodness gracious, the world would be on fire.
Dude,
I'd have sex parties going on everywhere.
First lady. Hello. Hey.
I want to be, you know what? That's one thing is funny about I was listening or you know, watching or something about North Korea. You know, the dictator, he has like a group of women that are just his. I was like, I want that job. I want it. But I can't speak Chinese.
Good luck.
You know, I can't do it.
Good luck. Do it.
So right in Hollywood for president.
Hollywood.
Yes.
Steve Easy. Hollywood for president. Running no on no more bullshit and Hummers for all.
Damn right. I'll be the people's president. Yes, I would. The people's president.
Then you need to, when you become president, give yourself a raise.
Well, that I would. But anyway, you know, you imagine me meeting with some of these world leaders. I'd be like, hey, man, let's go get Hummers and let's go get high, man. Let's go do something. I think I'd be excellent at the job.
Let's go shoot off some guns at some targets, put up some cans.
Right?
I can see it now. You would. You would.
Hey, what are you talking about? I'd bring peace to everybody.
Peace and sex. Yeah.
Yeah, steak and BJ day would be an official holiday. Rich, people need to vote for the policies that matter and forget about the person everyone thinks with their feelings instead of their freaking head. You know what the problem with that is, Rich? They'll throw policies out there and they never back them up any damn way. They lie through their teeth, these people. They do. They lie through their damn teeth.
Every time.
You know, you're either going to get one side or the other, but at the same time, they're the same thing. It's ridiculous, if you ask me.
It gets old. They promise all these things to everyone, and they get voted in, and then they fall short.
Fall short in my ass. They sit there and
they don't even
deal
do
for their
it.
Retirements, man. That's yeah. just like these congressmen. They got insider trading, but hey, it's all right for them to do, but me, you'll send me to jail for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's just craziness right there.
So not fair.
It ain't fair.
Why do they get away with everything?
What do we got in the news today coming up?
Listening to our music in the shower could be dangerous. Have you ever tried to twerk in the shower?
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
Have you ever tried to twerk in a shower?
I have. It's not good. It's a slippery slope.
You actually tried to twerk in the shower?
Well, yeah. But the
why doesn't that don't surprise me? Because you're
have
that
you
stupid.
Met me?
Yeah, you're that stupid to do it.
Have you met me? Come on. Hell yeah, I've tried. But it's slippery, so you might fall go boom.
Dude, you freaking eat shit right there. Hey, what happened?
I was twerking.
I was twerking in the shower. I don't know why. I fall down. All of a sudden, you just hear me yelling from the bathroom. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah, you're about that age now.
What?
Where you're falling and can't get up.
I'm going to need a life alert.
Yeah, I got to put it around your neck. That way you can push the button.
So I can push the button and I can get help.
That'd be funny as hell.
So what do I got in the news? I got something funny in the news. And yeah, sad to
usually
say.
Usually funny to you, but not
sad
to us.
To say it's a cop. Okay, it is. It is.
Don't do that. Dun, 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 dun. What is
Florida
this?
Cop,
1970?
Florida cop dresses up as the Grinch and hands out onions to some speeding drivers.
What?
Yep.
Dude, he needs to get punched in the mouth.
The Grinch is on the lookout for speeding drivers in one part of southern Florida this holiday season.
Only in Florida.
He has a special surprise for some of those caught breaking the law. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office is once again conducting speed checks in a marathon school zone ahead of the holidays. Those caught going 5 miles and 5 miles per hour over in the school zone speed limit must deal with the Grinch, played by MSCO Colonel Lou Caputo, who offers them the choice between a traffic citation or an onion.
Or an onion.
It catches them all off guard, Caputo told the news. But when I give them the clear choice of a citation or an onion, they will take the onion. And some violators have even opted to eat the onion right in front of me. Caputo is a 37-year MCSO veteran, came up with the idea to dress up as the beloved character over 20 years ago. And he does this every year. Mainly
and he's making news for it. Maybe I should go dress up like a Grinch and hand onions out.
Well, it's the now annual tradition is aimed at educating drivers about speeding in a school zone.
How's getting an onion educating somebody?
Because they get pulled over, and you know how everybody's heart starts racing when they see them cherries behind them.
My heart don't race.
Well, a lot of people's do. Mine does.
Yours races? Mine
does. Yeah, mine does. So
I just see it as an opportunity to mess with them.
His thing is to spread awareness, because in a school zone, you should be going 20 miles an hour, not 25, not 30. Because, dude, it's the law. Okay.
Oh, look at that. Mrs. China Doe. It's the law. You should do it.
You need, if there are children present.
Well, yeah,
and you're going past
president.
If there are kids present and you're going
president,
you did. I did catch it. I was going to ignore your freaking Hollywoodism. But if you're going through a school zone and there are kids present and you're going above the speed limit, yeah, I think it would be awesome to have a cop pull you over and go, citation.
Dude,
or
I should smack you.
I think it'd be funny, especially if he's dressed as the Grinch. It'd be amazing. I would love to have the Grinch pull me over. We'd be besties. I'd have to take a selfie, and I would totally take a bite out of that onion.
I would divorce you.
Why? Because I'm taking a picture with the Grinch. He actually does have his belt with his gun and holster on.
Yeah.
Oh, like, instead of.
Dude, he's going to traumatize the kids.
No, he's not. He's awesome. But there is a Grinch out there that is traumatizing kids, though.
Really? You go from a story like that to something like that?
Yeah.
You know what? I got to teach you how to be a newswoman.
No. No, you don't. No, you don't. So in Tekis, okay, there is this dude. A Texas man is facing scrutiny after he's dressed as the Grinch and held up a sign that read, "Santa is fake, Jesus is real," outside a local elementary school. Earlier this week, David Grisham dressed up as the Dr. Seuss character and held a poster up while standing in front of the Sleepy Hollow Elementary School in Amarillo, Texas. Grisham is
kind of funny.
Grisham is approached by an adult male outside the school while in costume. "You shouldn't lie to children," he can be heard saying before a man grabs his sign and rips it and throws it to the ground. And literally the sign in the video clip, it does say, "Santa's fake, Jesus is real."
he kind of got a point.
In a statement to People magazine, Grisham said, "The Grinch costume was to help the preaching, not to frighten the children. Well, it worked, as several children smiled and waved, and a bunch of them have given him high fives, because they all are, you're right."
When was the first time you learned that Santa Claus wasn't real?
I was five.
You were 5 years old? Were you heartbroken?
I was very sad, and then I just went snooping around the house for my stuff. I found it all under an army blanket in my parents' closet. Pre-wrapped, but it had the name tags on who each present went to, and they all said, "From Santa." So I opened the corner of every single one and told both my brothers everything they were getting. I was five.
You were shocked.
I was pissed.
So see, the guy, you know, is really doing kids a favor by saying, "Hey, Santa Claus is fake. Jesus is real."
So I was so mad that after I found that out and we were walking through Woodfield Mall and my mom's like, "Let's go get our picture taken with Santa." I go, "I ain't sitting on no fake man's lap." No.
Yeah, but you'll do it now.
I'll do it now because it's funny. I'll sit on his lap. I don't care. I'll be like, "What's up? Let's talk about the first thing that pops up. Ho, 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 Santa." When I was creeped out, we had our daughter and we were taking her. We took her to the mall to go see Santa.
Mm.
And it was a female.
Hey, I guess, you know, you have
equal opportunity employer.
I guess, man.
But it kind of creeped our daughter out to where she questioned about Santa and she was like seven.
Did she finally find out there was Santa? Because she was a spoiled brat.
She was probably six or seven.
Six or seven.
Because someone at school told her that there's no such thing as Santa. So then, yeah, that kind of sucked for me. The fun was gone.
She looks at you. "Why are you lying at me like that?" And you don't know what to say at that point.
I'm like,
It's real. Look at Rudolph on the TV.
I'm like, well, look, he's here. Come on. No, mom, no. My friend said, and I'm like, damn, I'm going to go beat that child.
Little bastard.
And then when our son was born, our daughter played it off because they're 7 years apart.
Yeah.
So she played it off for like the longest time. And when he came home saying that somebody said Santa wasn't real, our daughter actually talked him into the fact that he was for at least another year or two. And I'm looking at her like,
what are you doing?
Why? Just shut up. You already had it ruined for you. Why don't you just tell him the truth? She's like, no, because this is fun. I'm like, you evil little kid.
She is evil.
I'm like, what is wrong with you? Stupid.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That is funny, man.
I'm like, stop it, because then I can get him less crap if he knows it's not me.
She was spoiled, though.
She was. I mean, come on, her. What was she? One, two, three. She was three or four. And we went to the dollar store. Well, I did. I went to the dollar store.
No, I gave you that idea.
You told me to go to the dollar store because she could have multiple presents. So yeah, they were all crap and they all pretty much broke in the week coming after. But
at least
she got like almost 100 gifts because I wrapped everything as single individual. And when she came out, she literally looked and she goes, oh my God, it's a jackpot. And I was like, yes.
We'll be right back after this. Don't forget, buy the book, baby. We got more news coming up. And what's our subject today?
We all know who Warren Buffett is, right?
Yes, Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett says that there are 14 things out there that people waste their money on.
Gonna be interesting.
It is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't get the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.
Buy the book. It's available on Amazon now, hardcover, paperback, and Kindle. So old Warren Buffett, dude's like a dinosaur the dude's like a billionaire.
He's old. Yeah, he's old. I'm looking at a picture of him. He's old.
I'm surprised all these billionaires, they don't have money to like extend their lives. Hey, just freeze me.
Well, I guess he's known for his frugal lifestyle.
Hugel.
Yeah, that it says frugal. I'm not lying. It says frugal.
Remember like Fraggle Rock? Remember that one?
Yeah. Dun, dun, yeah. Shut up. Don't get me singing it. No, I'm going to sing it. No, I'm not. So.
That's 10 seconds. I'll never get back in my life. What's he say that people that are poor?
Yeah, the exact title of this article is 14 things poor people waste money on.
That's me, you, and everybody in the audience. Let's see if we waste our money.
First and foremost, spending money on an education that doesn't increase earning power, like investing in the wrong work skill and education that doesn't enhance earning potential.
I can't even freaking stand freaking seeing people spend $100,000 on something they're going to get a $30,000 a year job on.
I mean, it makes sense. Stupid. Why would you want to further your education if you're not going to make sure it's
like
something that
fine arts? What are you going to get out of that? You just spent $200,000 about fine arts? Really, you stupid?
It's kind of dumb.
Or like one of them people that go to culinary school and end up working at McDonald's?
Well, see, that's the other thing. If you're going to go to college and you're going to put out all that money for a career, like a job that you really want, why are most people not even using those degrees?
They're not. They get out of it right away because they.
It's like
they're stupid. They learn.
Get out of
well,
college.
Wait a second. I ain't gonna make that kind of money.
They get out of college and they're just like, oh, I'm gonna just go work at Walmart.
A lot of them do, or they bitch about having to work a 9-to-5 job they get pissed about.
But it's like, why are you spending all that money on a career that you think you're going to go into, and then all of a sudden you're just like, nah, forget it. I know I just spent $200,000, but I'm never
going to learn about archaeology. What?
Why? I'm going to learn about rocks.
Yeah, or geology with rocks.
I'm going to look.
I don't know, though, man. If you're a geologist with an oil company, you'll get a lot of money. But
I think people need to have more knowledge before spending money to go to college on what you really want to be when you grow up.
That's why I always say, go to technical school, man. Go learn about automotive. Go learn about construction.
But there's There's even people going to technical school that never use their trade. And why?
I don't know. I mean,
I went to beauty school and I was standing behind the chair cutting hair for over 25 years.
Yeah.
And I still keep my license, but am I going to be behind the chair? Probably not, because, ouch, I'm old.
You are.
Arthritis has kicked in. The cold weather, it makes it hurt more. No.
Cold weather, yeah. But God knows who wants to move. But
that, and I've learned that I really don't like people. So. Like people.
Finally learned that, huh?
Yeah, dude. Cutting hair all these years, listening to all people's drama. Well, now I'm tired of people's drama, tired of hearing about people's drama. So,
yeah. It happens.
And I don't know, you know, that the field that I was in totally changed after COVID. So,
What else do we poor people spend our money on?
Credit card debt. Carrying balances on credit cards and paying high interest rates.
Dude, this guy got us nailed, us poor people.
But you know what it is I get it. I get it, because you ain't got money, but you need something like an appliance or whatever. And so what do? You apply for a credit card at like Home Depot or Menards or whatever, because you need to have that thing, because it's a necessity. It's not a want. It's a need.
Mm-hmm.
And you apply for their credit card. But yeah, they're going to nail you on the 28.9% finance charge and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So in the long run, you're paying twice the amount for that appliance than you really should have.
Well, it said there was a study out, 80% of Americans don't have $500 for an emergency. I believe that.
And I agree with that. Who does?
With all the inflation and how much stuff costs nowadays.
Do you know how hard it is for people to save money for anything with how high everything is, groceries and whatnot? It's impossible.
It is. You got to eat less. I'm surprised there ain't a lot more skinnier people out there.
Well, I'm surprised drive-thrus are still as crowded as they are. Sorry, but it's true.
Yeah, freaking Big Mac that tastes like crap for $20. I hate McDonald's, man.
I know you do.
I hate it with a passion.
Like, well, maybe I think it was one time you're just like, forget it. Let's just get McDonald's. Then you're taking a bite out of it. You're like, this was wrong. He's like, but I'll eat it because it was like $20.
Majority of Americans, 60%, does not have $1,000 in the bank. This is really freaking true.
Yeah.
Really true. What else does old Warren say?
Latest technology, constantly upgrading to the newest gadgets and technology. You upgrade.
That's like my phones were like ever old.
You upgrade. People are upgrading their phones. You know, and then it's like, keep in mind that when you pay that bill, unless you're buying that phone outright right there when you're upgrading it, you're paying monthly on that phone for like 2-3 years.
You know what? I've had this old ass phone forever and I have no freaking motivation to get any other thing.
It's got everything you need on it.
That's it.
And it does what it's supposed to.
You're sitting on a computer over there that's from 2012?
Yeah.
What the hell you need to upgrade it for? You get on the internet, you're fine.
What's the point?
It is. It's like, what the hell's the point?
I mean, why you gotta, you know. I mean, I get it. Like when something goes down on the equipment for the show, you don't upgrade, you just get something.
Yeah.
You get something the same as what you had to replace it.
Mm.
But we have to, or else we wouldn't be on the air. But I mean, who does? I'm hell. Every paycheck.
I liked it better when there was freaking payphones.
Every paycheck, I look in my account and go, am I going to make it to my next check? All the time.
Well, you're right, Mike. Rent and mortgages have gone up about 50%. You can't live in the Chicagoland area. You're paying a minimum for, a one-bedroom apartment, $2,000 a month now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the outskirts of Chicago. If you want to go downtown, you better be willing to put out $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
Well, I've even noticed, because I've heard from people that are in our area that are trying to move into something bigger, because like they're in a one bedroom or a two bedroom, and then they're expanding their family, so they want to move into something bigger. And even out here, the prices have gone up.
Oh, they're freaking stupid out here.
You know, I thought what we had was, not bad, but now it's redonkulous.
It is redonkulous, man.
So, new cars. Buying brand new cars.
Oh, he is so right on this one.
Buying brand new cars that depreciate quickly.
Why would you want to buy a brand new car and put yourself underwater as soon as you pull out of the area? Me, I still drive my old ass truck, man.
Yeah, mine's a 2008.
Yeah, we still drive the same stuff. Just all you have to do is do maintenance on them. They run forever.
Yeah, your truck's so old that I got to actually crank the windows down.
Yeah, she has to actually crank the windows down. But you know what? I'm happy with it.
But it goes from point A to point B, and it gets us where we need to go. So who cares? It's running.
And when something goes wrong, just fix it.
Just fix it, dear Henry.
Or do I want, I almost died when I heard some of my friends pay up to $9 to $1,000 a month on a car payment for 7 years.
It's crazy.
How in the hell are you?
I mean, our
daughter's
daughter's got a car payment.
Yeah, but it's not that damn high. Or is it? I should slap her right in the mouth.
I honestly don't know what her car payment is. I'm gonna actually ask her today and find out. Just curious. Because she has to.
But why pay that kind of money?
And people gotta realize, when you buy new from a dealership, and hers isn't new, hers is a couple years old. It's not new. But
to me it would be.
But when you buy a vehicle at a dealership, you have to have full coverage on your insurance.
Well, I got
for
full
insurance.
Coverage, and I got an old-ass truck.
But I'm just saying, some people can't afford full coverage car insurance.
Yeah.
Most people look out for the cheapest liability possible.
I won't even buy a new Harley. I ain't stupid.
Used.
I'll always buy used. What used. The hell's wrong with you peoples?
Used. Do not get it right off the floor.
But brand new cars? Who in the hell wants to spend the freaking $60,000 on a truck? I don't get it.
And then once you pay it off, you basically paid for it twice.
And you don't, and it's already run down by then, because it take like 20 years to pay the damn thing off.
Well, not to mention 6 months after you purchase it, it ain't worth what you think.
Right? As soon as you walk off that dealership, man, it's new.
It's not.
Let's see here. I paid $1,900 a month for most expensive car I own. That was a stupid mistake. But he is in Commie, California. So, they're used to paying high stuff out there, but still keep voting for the same people out there.
Yeah. Some people won't learn.
And, Todd's right. A car payment is almost the same price as rent now.
That is true.
So why not the hell just take care of the car you have and not have a car payment? Mm-hmm. But that's just
And how many times have we sat here going, we've talked numerous times about we should get a third car, in case something happens to one, we have a third one here. And I'm just like, that's so expensive.
The personalities on this radio show are going to take a quick break. They're going to get a cup of coffee, call mommy and ask for gas money, and they'll be right back.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
I'm telling you what, man, there is a lot of kids now borrowing gas money from their kids or their parents.
Hey, I know somebody who pays for gas for their daughter's vehicle, and it's not even their daughter's vehicle.
Why in the hell would they want to do
that? They're driving their mommy's car, and mommy's paying for the gas, and mommy never gets to drive her own car.
How is that even possible?
Well, daughter has a job. Make her pay for her own gas. Stupid. If you're letting your kids use your car and you're not even driving it, they need to pay for their own gas. I'm sorry. If they got a job, they got a job. You want to drive it, pay for gas. And maybe while you're at it, pay for the insurance because you're the one driving it.
That's what I had to do as a kid. I had to pay my own shit.
Mm-hmm. Our daughter, she's always paid for her own insurance. Oh, no, she didn't.
You did. I did.
You did with her first car. I'm like, wait, no, she
see,
didn't.
That's different, though, with dads. You know, if it's their girls, it's a lot different than a boy.
And that's why the boys go to their moms.
Yeah, but the moms don't get their way because daddy says no.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Mom gets her way. Yeah, I do.
Keep lying to the people.
I will.
Keep lying on the people.
I never get my way in this house. Let's just put it out there plain and simple. I just
at least you're being honest.
I never do. I lose out 2-1 in this house every time.
Hey, at least it's a democracy.
Yeah. Two males versus me.
What else we got going on?
Gym here? Memberships, paying for gym memberships that they seldom use. Because you guys got to always have the New Year's resolution on how you're going to start going to the gym. Then you get it and you never go.
Dude, you just sounded like Dolly Parton.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Then you get it and you never go to the gym. So why do you have it? Cancel it. Buy one less payment you got to worry about every month, Felicia. Get rid of it. Stupid.
Why do you have such hatred towards gyms?
Because they suck. It's too much.
Yeah, you only went once with me and then you cried and said, no, I'm not going no more.
And I never did. So why did, and you wanted me to get a gym membership. But this, see, look how much money I just saved you.
Unbelievable.
I went one time, came home. I was sore as hell and I'm not going back. It's not happening. I don't even care. Don't even care.
That was kind of a stupid one. What's the other one?
Subscription services, maintaining unnecessary subscriptions and services. Have you ever gone to check how many subscription services you actually pay for?
Have you? I haven't.
Well, like Hulu, Netflix.
See, I don't know
Disney
why you
Plus.
Have Hulu. Hulu sucks.
Because I watch it. And I don't pay for it. Our daughter does.
Okay, I'm you got HBO Max.
I do, which is now just called Max.
And then you got the Disney Channel.
Disney Plus.
I watch my Star Wars on that one.
But see, our daughter.
Netflix, we really don't watch anymore.
Corey and I do. But we can only have one of us on Netflix at a time because I paid for like the cheapest package. So only one person can use it. So Corey and I are like, are you on Netflix? No, are you? No. Okay, well, I'm going to watch Netflix today. Because then you can't.
I think I got Mikey in the back room. We're going to bring him on for members only right there. That'd be a fun one. You know, I think I need to pick on his ass. I didn't get to pick on him yesterday. What's another one?
Gambling.
Yeah, you gamblers, you're freaking degenerates.
And scratch off lottery tickets.
Oh, there's a degenerate sitting right next to me.
I haven't bought a scratch off ticket in years. 6 years.
Yeah, but you used to. You were a degenerate.
Oh my God, I used to spend $20.
And that's $20. That's $20 the man got from you.
$20 a day I used to spend. But and it literally, in all the years that I have done scratch off tickets, which I haven't anymore because I can't buy them at my job, so what's the point?
See, yeah, Derek, he got rid of Hulu and subscribed here.
Hey, but I used to do $20 a day in scratch-offs. My addiction was $5 and $10. Yeah.
And you won shit.
$5
and then
and
you with these
crosswords.
Gambling machines. It's like
$5 and $10 crosswords was my addiction. And the most I've ever won... twice, literally twice, a couple years ago, and it was in the same year, my daughter's birthday, I won $250 on a $10 scratch off. And then the same year, my son's birthday, I won $500 on a scratch off.
So you basically didn't even break even after spending all that money.
And yeah, and I haven't, for the past 6 years, the only scratch offs I get are the ones that customers give me around the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Other than I don't buy them anymore.
Good for you.
I've learned.
you learned. You're a slow learner, but you learned.
I am a slow learner, and yeah, I'm guilty. I'll throw 20 bucks in the slots, and it paid off one day. Come on, who cares?
Yeah, but the problem is people become degenerate gamblers because they think it's going to be the next time.
the next one. Time. I got to go one more time. Yeah, I know. I watch him while I'm at the bars.
And I'm like, dude, you just lost your freaking rent, dude.
I watched somebody sit at that slot machine because I ended up leaving, but they were there from like, according to the bartender, they were at that machine at 7 p.m. And I left the bar around 11:45. They were still at that same machine.
They were losing their damn money.
Mm-hmm. The only time they got up was the cash, like to go to the ATM or the bathroom. I'm like, can you imagine how much they're pulling out sitting there for that long of a time?
Dude, I go to a casino with 50 bucks.
And we leave our ATM cards it, at home.
I'm done.
Don't we?
I just want to throw dice a couple times and I'm done.
Maybe
I'm different. I don't know.
I did good when you played dice at one time, only because I have no clue what
I'm
doing.
You have no clue. Here, you just keep on throwing it. Shut up. Just keep on throwing it.
I literally have no, and you can try and explain craps to me and I'm still gonna have no freaking clue what's going on, so it makes no sense. You want to know the last thing on the list?
Well, you know, Mark just put, if he's ever gonna buy a new HD again, it's gonna be either Road King or FXDL. Hell, you know what, Charlie's are so cheap right now, you get them for $4,000 or $5,000 used all day long. You can get them now. Everybody has to get rid of them. They can't afford anything anymore.
Makes sense.
What's the last one?
High interest personal loans and payday loans.
You know what? It's legalized loan sharking what these title loan places are due. Legalized loan sharking. They don't get in trouble, so why should I?
Well, and then the payday loans, and they're just as bad. It's like, why? Why are you doing that to yourself? Their percentage rate is just as bad as a credit card, if not worse.
Well, it's worse.
So it's like,
actually, you go into a loan shark, they only charge you a point or two.
Oh, but my God. We're not going to go into that. No, because I don't understand the point system. About as bad as I don't understand why people charge such high APR, but whatever.
You got to make some money on the big.
I don't even know what a big is. Just shut up. Why do you even talk about that with me? I just
trying to educate you. You know, blondes are hard to educate.
I just don't get it. Just
is it something like with the green eyes or something? I don't know.
I don't know. You have green eyes. Shut up.
It happens. It happens.
He said morbid. Payday loans are 10-point loans.
They are. They never want you to pay back the loan. They just want their interest.
Or eventually, if you do the title loan, you're gonna lose your damn car. That's exactly. I'll borrow cash for a car title and be a criminal,
right? I think it's bullshit.
That's just sad. And a lot of people do it too.
Give me your keys for your Harley. Pay me back. If not, you're struck. That's all.
If not, we're adding another bike to my garage. Yay.
Basically.
Do it.
Come on, you can do it.
You can do it.
You know what? I was actually thinking about getting that Rosetta Stone because I got to learn some Spanish and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
I'd be trying to talk Spanish and stuff and calling everybody freaking pricks or something like that. Hey, why they look pissed at me? Just called them a prick. Anyway, we're going to go to members only here in about 15 minutes. We're going to have
15 minutes. I ain't got time for that.
Oh, what?
It is 8:53.
Oh, okay. Well, 10 minutes. We're going to have
like
Mike.
7.
Shut up, stupid.
What? I ain't got time for that. Some of us got you have the day off. I got to make you food. So, yeah.
Okay, 7 minutes. We'll call it 5 minutes. We're going to be over there. We'll have Mike on. We can all ask questions and stuff. Have fun. fun time over there. If you're not a member, you can join over on YouTube or Spotify. See you guys.
And
now,
that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse shows. Don't miss out on our lives Monday through Friday.